Trigger warning. The following episode may contain content that some may find disturbing. Listener discretion is advised. A seemingly normal man would hunt women down with a sinister intention. He was on the prowl for his next victim so he could rape them before killing them. He was the killer that no one suspected. This is the story of William Devin Howell. William was born in Hampton, Virginia, to a pretty normal family. They might have had normal family issues, but even William himself claims that he was a happy kid who did not experience any abuse, molestation, or trauma growing up. He did not exhibit any of the signs of a killer, arson, animal abuse, or bedwetting. When he got older, he started getting into trouble with the law for drug charges. This is when he began to start having rape fantasies. On July 31st of 2003, Brenda Torres went to the police to report her sister, Nilsa Arizmendi, missing. She had not seen her or heard from her in over a week. Brenda told police that Nilsa was a sex worker and a current heroin user. She told police that Nilsa was living with her boyfriend, Angel Sanchez, in a motel. During the investigation into Nilsa's disappearance, the police discover that Angel is a convicted drug dealer. When they look into Angel, he eventually passes a polygraph, and they move on when they listen to what Angel has to say. Angel tells police about a man that they let stay the night with him and Nilsa. They were all three wanting to smoke crack together. And this was about the same time that Nilsa went missing. The man they let stay with them was named William Howell. Angel recalled to police that the last time he saw Nilsa, she was getting into William's creepy blue van. He said that William called it his murder mobile. When they tracked down the van, it was registered to a Dorothy Holcomb. Police discovered that Dorothy was William's current girlfriend. Although they did not have enough evidence to do anything as far as arresting William for Nilsa's disappearance, but they had a trick up their sleeve to try to catch him anyway. On November 28th of 2003, William was pulled over in North Carolina for a traffic violation. The investigators in Connecticut convinced the North Carolina police to hold him until they could get there to serve him with a warrant for violating probation. William told the North Carolina police that he thought it was odd that they would drive all this way just to serve him for violating probation. And this is when they told him it was actually for the disappearance of Nilsa Arizmendi. They end up searching his van and they found a blood stain that gave DNA evidence that connected William to Nilsa's disappearance. They also found 6 videotapes of him having sex with 6 different women. And the police described the sex in the tapes as bizarre. The faces of the people in the video were not able to be seen, so they were unable to identify the women. The police just brushed off the videotapes as probably just some pervy hobby, so they end up arresting him for Nilsa's disappearance. Even though there was a lack of hard evidence to convict him, he ended up taking a plea for first-degree manslaughter and got sentenced to 15 years in prison. But there was still no body. Where was Nilsa Arizmendi? A few weeks after William was convicted on the manslaughter charge, a hunter came across 3 bodies behind a shopping center in a wooded area. The police questioned William about this, hoping that one of these bodies might be Nilsa. William said, "Oh yeah, that's where I bury all of my victims." He called it his garden. Cadaver dogs go out to the site, and 4 other bodies were found, for a total of 7 bodies. He pled guilty to 6 of the murders and was sentenced to 360 years. So what about that 7th body? And the conversations that he had with Ann K. Howard. He claims he stopped killing in 2003, which I find hard to believe. Did he maybe have more gardens elsewhere? Have we just not found them? He seems somewhat ashamed of the killing. Is he hiding more victims? Ann K. Howard wrote a book called His Garden, Conversations with a Serial Killer, where he talked to her about the crimes and gives us an insight into that seventh victim. Let me read some of it for you. Why did you kill them, Bill? It wasn't about killing Anne. It was about the raping. The prosecutors don't know this, but I didn't just rape three of them. They base that on what Jonathan Mills, who was Howell's former cellmate, had told them. How would they know that I just raped three? The bodies were nothing but bones when they dug them up. I raped all of them, except Danny Wisnant. Because he was a man? Yeah, I picked him up in New Britain after leaving the Cadillac Ranch in Southington. He was wearing a short miniskirt and high heels, and he had long, shiny black hair. I thought he was a woman. I drove to a nearby grocery store parking lot for a $20 blowjob. When I put my hand on his head, I pulled the wig off, and I discovered he was a guy. I killed him right off. How did you kill him? I punched him a couple of times, and then I strangled him. How did you feel when you were killing them? Did it give you pleasure, a sense of power? No, Anne, it was never about the killing. I just killed them to conceal the evidence. I knew that once I raped them, they would go to the cops, and I'd end up back in jail. So I had to keep that from happening. I definitely didn't enjoy killing them. As I choked them out, I was thinking, just hurry up and die. But you didn't rape Danny Wisnant, so you weren't trying to conceal evidence then. Did you kill him because you were angry when you discovered he was a man? Yeah, exactly. So that seventh victim was Danny Wisnant, who was a transsexual, and William killed him because he discovered that he was a man. But for whatever reason, he did not plead to his murder. But for whatever reason, he did not plead guilty to his murder. William's girlfriend and several other people who knew William were all in shock to learn who William really was. It's eerie to think about the same man who could hold the door open for you as you enter into the grocery store is the same man who could rape and murder seven people. Thank you for listening. If you haven't done so already, please make sure that you leave us a rating. This really helps our podcast grow and allows us to reach more listeners.